Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, August 12th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
State roundup: people with developmental disabilities experience lapses in Medicaid coverage. Moore's poll numbers among Dem voters slip. More people with developmental disabilities in Maryland are experiencing lapses in Medicaid coverage as the state struggles to keep up with new applications and appeals. Meanwhile, Governor Wes Moore's approval ratings among Democratic voters have slipped slightly, with just 68% saying he is doing a good job. Environmental advocates are criticizing the latest draft of the Chesapeake Bay Watershed Agreement for lacking pollution reduction targets and legal accountability. The Maryland Department of Transportation is seeking development proposals for the Bowie Mark Station area to boost ridership and housing. Maryland's large Cameroonian population is living in uncertainty after losing temporary protected status, while Haitian immigrants in the state's poultry industry fear deportation. Newly elected Maryland Congress members are finding it challenging to make an impact in a minority party. Senator Chris Van Hollen will headline a major Democratic fundraiser in Iowa next month. Maryland's tax-free week is expected to cost the state $9.3 million in revenue. Jewish leaders are condemning changes in the NEA handbook as anti-Semitic, while a man has been charged with vandalizing Israeli flags and businesses in Baltimore County. Carroll County's proposal to license cat colonies is facing criticism, and the Maryland State Department of Education has affirmed the firing of a former Montgomery County principal. A former Navy analyst has filed to run for the Anne Arundel County Council, and a column criticizes loyalty over merit at the Naval Academy.
Kana Brooks wins 2025 Jones and Swanson Community Service Scholarship. Kana Brooks has been awarded the 2025 Jones and Swanson Community Service Scholarship for her outstanding efforts in benefiting in-need communities. A leisure studies major at Howard University, Brooks founded Kana Cares to transform the sports industry into a force for holistic community well-being. She has raised funds, organized drives, provided gifts to foster children, and overseen various community projects. Brooks plans to pursue 501c3 status for Kana Cares to expand outreach nationally. Jones & Swanson, a Marietta-based law firm, awarded Brooks $2,500 to support her academic pursuits and organization's growth. With over 45 years of combined experience, Jones & Swanson is dedicated to helping clients navigate legal options with compassion and aggression.
Michelangelo James featured on Innovator's Journey to discuss his position as mayor of Waycross. Michelangelo James, the mayor of Waycross, Georgia, was recently featured on Innovator's Journey. Dr. James, who is also a bishop, pastor, author, and professor, is dedicated to preserving the rich history and soul of Waycross. His leadership style emphasizes collaboration, transparency, and compassion, drawing from his background in ministry and education. Waycross, known for being the home to the crossroads of six railroad tracks, is in good hands under Dr. James's guidance. To learn more about his journey, visit the Marcus Who's Who website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.